Channel 1 Oval, beginning of Channel 1 Oval, a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, this Monday at lunch, the 14th of June, 1971. Channel 1 Oval, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, this Monday at lunch, the 14th of June, 1971. Channel 1 Oval, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, this 14th of June, 1971. Channel 1 Oval, a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, the 14th of June, 1971. Channel 1 Oval, and continuation of this surprise visit with Ms. Guthrie, this 14th of June, 1971. It's almost as if I'm celebrating getting out of the office after 7 straight terms. Channel 1 Oval, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this 14th of June, Monday the 14th of June, 1971.
He said, I guarantee my worker, you don't owe me a penny. And so he...
Well, and...
That tea is delicious.
Just keep sitting. I'm not going to do a thing. I'm just going to get this. I'm just going to put this right here. Well, I never heard of anybody like that who really wanted to do something and then just not.
Well,
come back.
He come to you. You didn't have to look him up.
That's right.
And he just come up there and...
He wanted to sell me. He was carrying the Tampa Tribune. He wanted me to take paper, and I told him no, I didn't care. Think I could pay for it. Because I just didn't want it. It's too much paper for me.
That's just too much paper.
That's right. If I go take a paper, I want one out of my own county.
Yeah.
I don't care anything about what goes on in Tampa.
And furthermore, it's too much paper.
That's right.
You can't get rid of that burn stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's really too much to the Gainesville Sun.
Yeah. They got 7 days a week. You don't need all that. Now, what you going to do to the roof?
Going to take it off and put a new roof on it.
What's wrong with that one?
Well, it's just all beat up, and that little tornado that hit the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
The wind gets up there and just slam, blam.
Yeah.
Don't look like I'm going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, as long as your roof holes, just let us set. You know what saved this roof? It's got that composition shingles on it. I thought it was just brand new. But what it was just keeping its color. You know about that, I told you. But I got up there and I got to noticing. And whenever I'd walk on it, it'd crumble. Especially over on this side where the afternoon sun hits it so bad. And I got to that just in time.
You mean you've been up on top of that roof?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Kathy Kyler down here at McIntosh is the one that told me about that. I guess I put 20 buckets of that tar on it. You know, you buy them 5-gallon things. And it comes ready to put. All you got to do is get a brush with a handle on it and get up there and start swabbing it. And I put 2 coats of that on there. I put it thick as it would stay. And you know what? That stuff just perked up. It ain't like a new roof. But I don't know how long it'll hold it. But if I hadn't done that, that roof would be start falling apart.
That's right.
And that's the one thing you got to have, that roof. You need that porch out there on this sign.
Yeah, I do.
That is nice.
Yeah, so you need something out there.
I sure do.
Lace stuff, because you don't have room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be handy. Now, Marvin's a good carpenter.
He's pretty good, but heck, he can't be out chomping
anything. He just can't get to
my
it.
Bedroom hasn't ever been finished.
Oh, really? Say, I enjoyed this little refreshment.
Wasn't this fun?
Yes, I think I can move around now for a little bit longer.
I think the nice thing about it is we didn't plan it.
No.
We just been thinking about that calf feed that we forgot to give you the other day.
Yeah.
And wanted you to have it. Because no use in it sitting there.
Yep.
Got that corn. And it's hard to find Miss Mary when she's not got a bushel of things to do.
Oh, yeah.
And don't ever get anything done.
Oh, pickles. If I had as many cucumber pickles up as you did.
How'd you happen to send your animals to market this right along now?
That old cow just wouldn't stay in the field, giving me trouble. And so I told Marvin just to take her and carry her on off. Get rid of her, and I had these two little bulls I captured on the lake. And I sent them along, too.
I don't believe I'd heard about that.
And two little bulls, wild bulls.
Oh, really?
We kept on fooling with them till we captured them.
Oh, handle them up.
How'd you do that?
Just kept on going to the cow pen, you know. We tried to get them this winter and couldn't, and I said, well, just wait till the cows gets to breeding, and we'll get them. So we did. Just got one at a time, so Saturday evening we went down there and we got the last one. So I told Marvin, I just said, carry them on the market. Be two, we won't have to feed.
Yeah. What size were they?
Oh, they was just small little bulls. One was a nice black Angus. He was a pretty thing. And the other one was a little old brindle, naughty looking bull.
Oh. You don't think Aunt Nora's going to come back and visit you in time soon?
I don't really know. She's pretty poorly when I seen her.
Well, you know, when she's over here, I told you that day I wanted to come over and visit with her a little bit, because I don't know, I took a sort of a liking to her. She's right, well, I don't know what you'd call it, Faye, right friendly, but she talks like, you know, she'd been into a lot of things, first and last, interesting. And I was just in hopes. How far is it over there? You all go over there sometime.
It's about 65 miles.
That's Cross City?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is. Cross City.
That's right.
What's her name?
Weeks.
Weeks, yes.
Lenora Weeks.
Oh.
She stays with your brother?
No, she stays with her daughter.
With her daughter.
That's right. Her baby daughter.
What's her name?
Lucy. Lucy something. McKinney.
Lucy McKinney. Now, they live right in Cross City?
No, out just out a ways.
This side?
On the Branford Road. Yeah. No, it's on the other side.
Branford. But y'all don't get over there very often.
No.
And when you go over there, you don't stay long.
Just spend the day. We can't get away from home.
Well, now, when you say spend the day, how long would that be? You'd be over there 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, well, we could get up and be there an hour and a half. And not speed either.
So you'd get there by 10 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. 9, something like that.
That early?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to get back here by dark.
Oh, we always get home way before night.
Yeah. Well, that'd be pretty good. That'd be 5 or 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a pretty nice visit. What is she? Is she just poorly?
Yeah, she's just poorly. She's got some age on her, you know.
Yeah. I was going over there one day. Over past that, and I was going to call her and ask her. You told me 2 or 3 times. I was going to call her and ask her where she was. But I didn't go. I've been up there at the university so steady now. I haven't had good sense in a long time. See, I don't get to work outside like Marvin. I have to stay in there with them hippies.
I tell you, that desk work is getting.
Yes, sir.
Working with other people.
Yes, sir.
I just bet you it does.
Faye?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. What time is it?
1 o'clock.
That's the wrong time. I just going to say, when you all go on home, you could just stop down there and visit with Miss Daisy a minute. She never, you know, gets over here.
Oh, I can speak to Miss Daisy on the way out. Miss Mary wants to. She'd appreciate it.
We got no pears and them old figs not going to make. Haven't had enough water.
Well, you know they're not any good anyway, Mr. Miles. Figs ain't no good.
And, you know, my old pumps, I just got one pump left. The others, I got 2 pumps, you see, but neither one of them very good. And one of them just about give out. It'll pump a little while and then quit.
Hmm.
And I can't get along over here without 2 pumps.
You can't?
No, sir.
What do you do, water stop?
Well, they're not good enough.
Well, you know,
if I had one good pump, but I've got 2 poor ones.
We have to water our stock.
She must have been long as you're not trying. I don't know how.
Calvin must have drove me out of my mind this year.
You what? Cows?
Nothing for them to eat?
Yes.
They all have to do the same.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's the thing you worry most about when you got cows. You come a dry spell or something like that.
Well,
and you just worry yourself to death. You
I
know,
don't
I
know.
Had,
you think it's worth it?
I had all them cows out here one time, and then they had a big drought. And after that, I've been afraid to stock up.
You know, if I wasn't just afraid that I'd be doing the wrong thing and make a mistake, I'd get rid of mine.
Just get out of business.
I sure would.
Well, now you look at the losses you take. You see, now you've had a lot of loss over there with them army worms.
That's right.
you even fertilized one year where there wasn't anything to grow. And that takes a lot of cash to make that up, don't it?
It does. It really does.
Yes, sir.
And you don't get anything for your time.
No, ma'am. And Marvin and I, well, we never, everybody else around takes a vacation. They go to the mountains. They go to the beach somewhere. Of course, I don't care nothing about going to no beach. But they go to the mountains. We never get to go away from home.
Yeah, you go see Aunt Nora.
Yeah, and I have to be home before night.
Go up to the Townsend Church.
Church. Oh, yeah.
That's not exactly taking a trip, is it?
Sure.
What has happened to old Louise Graham since she got married?
Well, she just don't need anybody. She don't need anybody. She's got a man.
I haven't heard one squawk out of her or of her. Nobody has mentioned her. And she was, you heard more of her than you did anybody else.
Yeah, sure did.
She just settled down.
I reckon so.
You never hear from her?
No, sir. Well, she has called me once or twice since she got married and wanted to know, did I want to go so-and-so to the river or to a fight and or a sing or something like that. No, I can't go.
Oh, so she is still circulating.
You ought to go to see her. And let her brag on her husband.
She thinks pretty well, I
think. Mm-hmm. Told me, she said, she had the best man in the world. I said, now, Louise, you know that ain't so. Because I got the best. You might have the next best, you know. Just aggravating her.
Well, I'm glad that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Now, Louise, you know good and well that ain't so. I got the best and you got the next best.
Now, she about as good company as the next one, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Whenever you around her, something going on, ain't it?
Yes, right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I'd love to be over there every now and then, close to.
She got so much energy, it makes me feel lazy. I've never seen it but once or twice, a few times.
Well, just imagine what she was in her prime.
Oh.
Yeah.
You knew her when she was young. Hmm.
Yes, she was the life of it. I'm going to tell you, if you all...
Yeah, I guess
you're not going with us?
Well, let me tell you, I haven't got a hold of that cow down there yet. I'm a little short. And if you all see Daisy down there or somebody on the way, you can stop. You don't have to hurry.
No, I don't. I'll get off.
Enjoying it. Come back over to the house anytime.
All right.
Now, somebody just took these pictures. Never wasn't an account. I mean, not a photographer. And you know, I couldn't take a picture like that. And they didn't put the mind on it. I couldn't take a picture like that. They're good pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Anything wrong with that?
Not a thing.
I wish I could take some like that. I'd go around and take some of your house and of Shirley's. And
no, don't take my house. Take Mr.
places. But I can't. Do you take pictures?
No, sir. These are real good.
Aren't they good?
Real good.
She didn't know a thing about it.
And you don't get good animal pictures very often.
No.
I thought they were right.
I think it'd be nice to have a few pictures. Now you take that pretty black bull of yours and well, you know, a lot of little things around the house.
That's right. I just don't think of pictures.
I don't either.
Channel one over. Round 300, 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Monday, the 14th of June, 1971. Channel one over. Round 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Monday, the 14th of June, 1971, at lunch. This surprise visit. Channel one over. Round 300 or 400. And the end of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, this surprise visit, this Monday, the 14th of June, 1971.